Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Of course, I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Let's set aside the intergenerational bickering and blaming that seems to be prevalent today. For this segment, we're talking baby boomers and a common contemporary fate for a disproportionate number of them, being underemployed. There are millions of people in their 50s and 60s who find themselves out of work, unable to find a job, and financially incapable of retiring. Our guest this week is a living example of this boomer conundrum. She has an impressive resume, including advanced degrees from Harvard and Johns Hopkins, as well as a distinguished employment history, including a stint at the World Bank. She started a business that failed and then tried to re-enter the workforce in her mid-50s, only to find that there is little demand for workers her age, even those with outstanding resumes. Okay, here we go.
I'm Elizabeth White, and I'm the author of 55 Underemployed and Faking Normal, Your Guide to a Better Retirement, scratch that, life.
Right. Scratch the retirement part of it. Let's start at the very beginning, Ms. White. What are you solving for? What was the impetus for this book?
My own lived experience. I got to be my mid-50s, and my phone stopped ringing. And I have a pretty good background, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Oberlin, World Bank, been an entrepreneur, and just never expected to land there. And landed there, wrote an essay describing what it felt like to suddenly be looking at downward mobility. The essay made its way to the PBS Facebook page, and within 3 days had 11,000 likes and 1,000 comments. And I read every comment, and I have the background to look at the data, and I was astonished by what I found. And I'll just give you one statistic that frames it. The median retirement savings for near retirees in this country is $15,000. And if you look at middle-income near retirees, it's $60,000. And we're going to be living how long? Till we're in our, you know, late 70s, early 80s,
right,
or longer.
That's what struck me by your title, 55 Underemployed and Faking Normal. And then I thought to myself, well, we're living longer. And there is a specific penalty for women because of the Social Security benefit and the average of the salaries that you earned over your working career and so forth and so on. When you're starting out a career, you have that fake it till you make it kind of mentality, but that doesn't work later on. So one of the big themes in the book was denial and shaking off denial. Can we talk about that for somebody that might be in a situation similar to the essay that you published?
We don't talk about our financial woes. You're basically a loser if you do. So there's no invitation to be candid. And even friends of yours who are in exactly the same situation you are faking normal. Mm-hmm. I started to notice I'd be in the car with someone and they're putting $6-7 in their SUV. That's a clue. I started to notice someone who was long between hair appointments, or suddenly they don't invite you to their home and you find out it's they're ashamed of the plumbing issue that they haven't been able to fix. There's no benefit to telling the truth about landing here. And what I found and what that viral essay told me is that a lot of people want to have this conversation. I'm going to add one other thing. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're not here. Let's say you're good. You have a pension.
Right.
You have a 401k. You're doing well. There's so many people that I know you know someone who used to be okay financially, and now they're not. And I don't mean some distant somebody. Mm. I mean someone in your immediate circle or family who has landed here. That's how many people there are and how big the crisis is.
And I was looking at, when I was reading through the book, and I thought to myself, maybe these near retirees that Ms. White is writing about are the original giggers, the gig economy. Is the gig economy a crutch for people in this age bracket and tax bracket, or would it be tax bracket?
The people I'm talking about are middle class Americans who've had career choice and decent incomes 40% are now looking at downward mobility into poverty or near poverty. So we're not talking about, you know, gig economy as we now know it. We're talking about people who've been good and now are not because of pensions, stagnant wages, et cetera.
I guess I have one or two more questions. I know my time with you is somewhat limited, but there was an interesting chapter in here about consider if you're in this situation where you're underemployed, you're faking normal, you're up against a wall in several ways, leaving the United States. Let's tease that out a bit. What are the options there?
My book is about alternatives. When I was here and you're really up against it, it just all looks bleak. And so by talking to many, many people who've landed here, getting their voices in the book, I talk about kind of all the things, all the ways people are coping. So I met a woman who had moved. She was American from New York City, moved to San Miguel Allende, Mexico. And I said, you know, that's kind of odd. You know, what are you, who else is there? And she said, oh, there's a huge community of American women who've all landed here in their late 50s and 60s. So I said, I'm going to come down and meet them. So she organized for me to meet with a number of women from incomes of sort of $600 a month, I think is the one who made the least, to kind of a little over $2,000 a month. And I just talked to them about their experience of moving out of the country to someplace overseas and with the goal of living out their years there. It doesn't mean that that's what I'm going to do, but the book is about what do we do in the meantime? What are the options? What are our contemporaries doing? And what's their experience? Where are they flourishing and where are they floundering? Because each person's going to have a different solution based on their own particular circumstances. And I wanted to offer what I'm learning being in this space and learning from many others who've also landed here.
When you speak about living overseas, it seems to me that's the cost of living, if you will. And you link retirement to housing in the book. So housing security being critical to that. Can you help us unpack that one, too?
So many people have said to me, look, if I can get my housing situation together, I can extreme coupon it the rest of the way.
Right.
Because housing is a huge expense, sort of, pull out the medical, that housing on a day-to-day basis is often our biggest expense. So I wanted to focus on what are the various options there, from co-housing to tiny houses to multi-generational to living overseas. I wanted to give those of us who've landed here, and there are a lot of us, to move from the despair of it's all hopeless to what is actually possible and what are our contemporaries doing. And that affordable housing, how to do it, whether it's shared, what are the resources so that you don't end up with some crazy axe murderer in your house? Where are the places you can go as an older adult or an older woman to get a roommate that you feel safe with? There are all those kinds of resources in the book.
One last thing. I'm just a few years behind the titular 55 here, and I am actually looking at moving overseas myself, moving my family overseas. In an elevator pitch kind of way, who are you hoping really reads this book, and when should it enter their lives?
I've been surprised, actually. I was at Howard University recently, and they were all people in their 20s. Our children are seeing us go through this. They realize that mom and dad, who maybe in the past could have chipped in on a down payment for a house, or I've even, with my own grandson, I need to ask my daughter now to contribute. He's 13 and 6'1". The boy can eat. I need her to, like, chip in on his food when he comes to, you know, do a long weekend with me.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus is people in their 50s. But I think the book will resonate, and I'm hearing from many people who are younger, because as I said, this is not just a pesky little boomer problem, but the target when I wrote it was for us in our 50s and 60s, and I've been surprised by how many younger people I actually hear from.
That was Elizabeth White. Her new book is 55, Underemployed and Faking Normal, Your Guide to a Better Life. There are links to the book and Ms. White's considerable resume in the show notes for this week. Also, we recently passed the 100 show mark, so all of those podcast links are at KGRadio.com and everywhere else you get your podcasts, including Apple and Google and Stitcher. Okay, my thanks to Ms. White and to you for your time and for listening. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.